Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We praise you, God. We acclaim you as Lord. The glorious company of apostles praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray and spent a night in prayer to God. When they came, he called the disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon was called a Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So, Jesus calling the apostles by name, that means it's a personal calling. Simon, he's belonged to the party against the Roman Empire. And Jude, originally his name is called Judas, son of Simon. Anyway, in the company of Jesus, there are people who are really interested in politics. And also, if the names that is not welcomed by people, anyhow, in the heart of Jesus, everybody is equal. Everybody is beloved. We are too called to follow him. We are not saints. We come from a different background. What expected from us is to follow Jesus in a way, in our own style. Jesus didn't change our style of life, even the style of thinking. We just learn. The disciples follow Jesus on a daily basis. Still, they're not always live exactly what they're called to do. The best example is Peter. He is called the head of the group, but he's the one who betrayed Jesus, who denied Jesus 3 times at the house of the high priest, when Jesus was captured there. Anyway, Jesus loved everybody. After his resurrection, Jesus called Peter 3 times only, asked him, "Do you love me?" Because he denied Jesus 3 times. That's all. Jesus didn't ask him to say sorry. Just ask him, "Do you love me?" The same. Today when we confess, we may not at times know how to act, to recite day of contrition. But the simple thing, to tell Jesus, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, you know that I love you. That simple. Jesus doesn't want all the verbal things. He wants our heart. So let's pray for one another. Following the footpath of the disciples on a daily basis, believing God is accompanying us. Jesus by our side. He's always opened his heart towards us so that we can always in him to enjoy peace, to enjoy the word of God. We thank you, Jesus, so that we are called to follow you. Give us all the strength, especially today, whatever you do, is for the great glory of God. Amen.